Let's have an opening statement as far as this big national story here. It's Kelly and the break-in.
Absolutely. Here's what it boils down to. I want to be very, very clear about this. What happened there is reprehensible. It's probably one of the worst things I've heard in an awfully long time. And I can tell you this, our campaign had absolutely nothing to do with that. No knowledge of it at all. The thing is, Paul, is that...
No knowledge prior to it being posted or after
look,
it being posted?
This Clayton Kelly guy is absolutely foreign to us. I have no idea who he is.
You don't remember him at some of the when he did an interview with you? Did he do an interview with
you? No, he did not. He did not do an interview with me. The video I think you're referencing was pieces he had taken from other interviews and placed together.
So he didn't do a face-to-face with you? Never met him face-to-face?
No, we've probably met at the meet and greet. There's a meet and greet. There's a picture that shows us shaking hands at the meet and greet. And that's the other thing. It's kind of strange the way the press ran with that, considering I take dozens, if not hundreds, of pictures every day.
I can understand that. You won't remember most of the people.
No, I mean, that's the nature of politics. Yeah. So literally every day we have three or four or five events, and there are dozens, if not 100 or more people at these events. So to say that I haven't met him, that wouldn't be right. But to say that we had anything to do with this, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be really, really clear. This campaign had nothing whatsoever to do with this.
Did you clarify the statement that Senator Sojourner made?
Sure.
Did you know or did you not know at that craft fair when Alexandria asked you the question? Did you not know?
I did. I was not fully briefed at the time.
Well, did you know that there was an arrest in this case?
No, at that time I did not. I did not. At 7:30 in the morning.
Well, Melanie was there dealing with this all night long and you didn't know about it?
Let me tell you what's going on. I can explain it. At 7:30 in the morning is when I received a phone call from Melanie, roughly about that time period. I had not been up all night. The job of a staff is to handle these things, to go and look at the press and make sure that things are going smoothly or badly, as the case may be. I'm asleep. I'm ashamed to say that morning I slept a little late, and the phone call awakened me. And basically she said some things about Ms. Cochran, and I said, whoa, stop right there. I said, you know our campaign's position in regards to
this. Yeah, but she didn't tell you that there was an arrest?
No, Paul, let me finish, okay? And I can explain this. I said, mentally, our position on this has always been the same. Paul, let's just back up, and I can tell you what's going on here. Please give me the courtesy, and I can tell you. For years, we've all in this state heard various rumors about politicians. From day one, it was our campaign's intention to never, not for a second, become scandalous, salacious, or to get into those issues. Senator Cochran has a 42-year record of liberalism. That was our focus, and always has been. I've had this conversation with Melanie. She knows how I feel about it, and she knows how sensitive this issue is.
All right. I understand that, but still, I can't imagine your campaign manager not telling you. And
no,
Keenan,
it's
before.
The nature. I was asleep. She called me,
she called you and told you that there was a problem and some.
She did.
What did she say?
I can tell you what she said. She said, Chris, we have an issue involving Ms. Cochran. I said, let me do this. Let me get up. Let me take a shower. You can fully brief me when I get to Hernando. And that's where it went down. We did not get any further in that initial conversation.
Paul, all the way to Hernando, when you got to the craft fair, she never called you. You never called her back.
Paul, no. We're busy.
Okay.
And listen, I want to be...
I know, I understand it. I'm just saying it's a little bit bizarre, I think most people will feel it's bizarre. A break-in story. It's like the Watergate break-in, and your campaign manager's not going... Well, I understand that, but you cannot say it wasn't serious. It kept Melanie up all night long.
You'll have to ask her about that.
Well, she's in the studio. I could ask her about that, but I'll leave it up to you.
It's up to you guys. I'll be... whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, well, let me go to something else here. When you said a little bit later on, you said you had nothing to do with this, and you said personal attacks are going to be out of this. But how can you say that when you actually delivered, or your campaign delivered, a lot of the personal attacks as far as the residency, the inference on a mistress with his executive secretary, when you delivered the information to WDAM?
You said deliver an inference?
Well, no, the inference were.
No, we're not
the
delivering
inferences
an inference.
Were.
What he does in his residency issues, I think that is a matter of public
knowledge.
You don't
call that personal?
It's a matter of public knowledge. How can it be personal? These are public documents, okay. Paul. Let me explain. These are public documents. And what we know is he has said that his primary residence is in Washington, D.C. Now, secondly, the issue, we haven't inferred anything. We've stayed away from the rumors every single time they've come up. But his travel on my dime is a legitimate public issue. That's a matter of public record. Hold on for a second.
It is a record, but everybody, you travel.
Paul,
As a state senator, you travel on my expense.
You believe I've ever taken a trip anywhere outside of the state of Mississippi?
There are a lot of state senators that that's a normal practice.
It's not a normal practice when it's abused. No, it's not a normal. Hold on, Paul.
But you saying that it's abused?
I believe it is.
Okay,
he's taken
but has do- there any on, indictments dozens, against him for
dozens
that?
Dozens and dozens and dozens of trips okay. all over the world on my dime. I don't like it when Michelle Obama does it. I don't like it when Senator Cochran does it.
So if you become U.S. Senator, you will never travel?
I'm not saying I'll never travel. I guarantee you I won't take dozens and dozens of trips to exotic locations.
How do you determine an exotic location? If there's a possibility of a job that may be coming from Hawaii, you won't travel there?
You believe these politicians are traveling around the country to outside of the world.
I can't believe, specifically say some of them.
There's abuse every Cochran. Year. Michelle Obama's shown us that, and Senator Cochran's shown us
that. Let me move to this and quickly, and as I mentioned earlier, it's just going to be a fast 30 minutes, but it seems the inferences now from your campaign is that the onus should be on Senator Cochran for not releasing this sooner.
That came, first of all, from the Hill, didn't it? Everybody keeps saying this is our campaign. Mm-hmm. It's funny that when the press breaks something negative about me, it's never Senator Cochran's campaign.
Do you think
campaign.
He should have done it sooner?
Let me tell you, Paul, if someone were to break into or come into or acquire a picture of my mom or my wife in a nursing home, I don't wait 3 weeks to file charges. I don't wait to 2 weeks from the primary date to file charges. I file charges that day.
That's what you would have done.
Paul, that's a serious offense. Absolutely.
But you're an attorney.
I am.
Okay, so you wouldn't have made that contact and try to get all of the information together, and as Clark said...
You believe that?
Clark said that they were getting the information. Should it be a civil or criminal? And
Come on, Paul.
Would have done it immediately?
Paul, if there is a picture that exists, that picture is the evidence. No further investigation is required. You take it to the police, you file your charges.
I understand, and maybe he should have. But is that an indictment on Cochran? First of all, Cochran didn't even know it right away.
It's interesting. It's always defending Cochran's campaign, and that's fine. Let me tell you something. Anybody with any sense recognizing the severity of that activity, the fact that someone has taken a picture of a vulnerable adult, you don't wait 3 weeks to go charge it to the police officers. You do it three hours later, not 3 weeks
later. When Tara said the big man wanted it taken down, the big man meaning Chris McDaniel, who was the liaison? Who did you communicate that with?
Melanie, let me tell you what happened there. You know, it's funny. Everyone keeps trying to concoct a story here. Everybody wants to talk about something besides Senator Cochran's
voting record. So Melanie was in contact with Kelly? Or Melanie was in contact with who?
No,
to
Paul.
To get it taken down.
It's really simple. There's nothing here. This is a fiction you guys are creating. Here's what happened. Facebook. Every day on Facebook, there's a new rumor. There's a new allegation. Well, wouldn't you know, in April, we received some sort of notice that there was a video floating around about Kay and Thad. I've never laid eyes on the video. Never. Mm-hmm. But what I was sure of is that that was not anything our campaign was going to be involved in.
We're almost out of time at the break here. When I come back, I'm going to ask you in the same manner, why didn't you guys, since you were definitely upset about this, why wasn't the call made initially on April the 26th when this video... Hang on, because we got a quick break here, and we'll come back with that with Chris McDaniels. That's coming up next. Why would I select this, Perez? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Don't worry, be happy. Well, the polling data is in. I guess, Chris, that would be an appropriate song for you. It looks pretty good out there for you.
Yeah, it looks great. It looks great. We've taken the lead in the polls, and because of that, we're very excited. We have momentum on our side. And that's one of the reasons, Paul. And that's one of the reasons we need to be talking about the issues of this.
I understand
of
that,
this,
but let me go, and I will. And one more question on this one: why, if you were so upset about this, that you waited till the arrest and didn't the day of call the Cochran people and say, "Look, this has nothing to do with us"? Why would you wait?
If the same amount of time or longer. If we took action every time we heard a rumor.
But this wasn't a rumor. This was actual. It was on the web.
No, the point is, Paul, we hear things like this every single day of this campaign. Mm-hmm. We got wind of some sort of video, have never laid eyes on the video, have never seen it. Mm-hmm. Our position has always been, we are not going to talk scandal politics. We are not going there.
Senator Sojourner
found out an email that day to mm-hmm. everyone on our staff saying, if you touch this, you will be terminated.
Why would you say that to the staff, too? Did you think it may be somebody at the staff?
Not at all. We wanted to be absolutely certain that our campaign mm-hmm. never went down that path. That is not the place of politics. Right. It's not the place
Melody
of decency.
Melody did not communicate to you between the time of that night, 1 o'clock or whenever it happened to be, all the way till you went to the craft
Melanie
fair.
Melanie has a job as my campaign manager, and she was communicating with the Cochran
campaign
at that point.
But neither did she not communicate with Noel, your campaign spokesman, either, because he said he didn't know this guy.
That's not my job. You'll have to ask her. I'm not sure who she...
But you are... The buck stops at your desk, though.
Paul.
And this is the type of management you'll take to Washington, D.C.
Listen, I understand that people want to concoct a story around what you see as misstatements. No. Wait, here's my question to you. Do you have any evidence whatsoever that this campaign was involved in this outside of an allegation?
No, and I haven't said so. As a matter of fact, numerous times I've said you haven't been connected to this yet.
You are hanging a theory because someone allegedly misspoke.
Well, you are an attorney. There are subpoenas out there. The investigation is going on. And if you were sitting on this side, you would tell me the same thing. The investigation's not over.
The investigation needs to go on.
You can't absolutely positively tell me it's not somebody from your staff and you just don't know it.
What are you talking about? This situation?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, our people have nothing to do with this.
Okay. All right. But I'm saying, if you give me 100% guarantee, well, if it is, will you withdraw from the race?
It's not. And I'm not going to answer a hypothetical.
No, it's a simple question.
What are you talking about?
Well, you said you absolutely guarantee it's nobody from your campaign. And unbeknownst to you, since you didn't know what Melanie was doing, you don't know what Noel's doing, would you resign from the race if it happens to be something? Wait a minute. It's a clear question.
No, yes or no? I'll answer that question when Senator Cochran answers a few questions about whether he'll withdraw from the race.
Let me ask you this, Paul. This is
the point, Paul. You told me earlier you were going to let me talk, and now you're not letting me talk. Now, I'm your guest here.
I know, but time's good. I want to ask you about something on the campaign. You said pork barrel, and this is one of the things. Pork barrel is something that you are absolutely positively campaigning on.
Well, there's a handful of things I'm campaigning on, and that's one of them. Senator Cochran has mm-hmm. been the biggest spender in Washington, D.C. for an awfully long time, and it's one of the primary reasons our country is $17.5 trillion in debt, okay. outside of the fact that he's raised your income taxes, your gas taxes, and your internet taxes as well. He hasn't been a conservative vote.
What do you call, and I'm asking you this honestly, because I really want to know. I'm not trying to, a roundabout. What do you call a pork barrel? Can you give me the top three pork barrels? State of Mississippi.
I can give you a handful.
Give me the top three. Just give me three in Mississippi.
From the Columbus Scholarship to various museums being sent in the middle of the of small towns in this state. Mm-hmm. But pork barrel politics is much deeper than people imagine.
U.S. Senator Chris McDaniel will consider a pork barrel.
All right, here's one. Mm-hmm. How about spending $100? How about this? How about a study? Mm-hmm. This is a great pork barrel project. How about a study that was done in 2011 that documents the link between cocaine use and quail?
Where was it?
How about that?
Where was it?
It was in another state.
No, I'm talking about Mississippi because Thad Cochran wasn't directly responsible for that, 100%.
Yes.
100%.
The earmark practice, absolutely he is.
Okay,
absolutely.
So you're lumping him in.
It's the same thing for a study on how college students use cell phones.
I want to know, because people are asking, if Chris McDaniel is the U.S. Senator, will he not take any of the money that comes into Mississippi?
Here's what it boils down to, Paul.
Okay.
There are certain functions of that government that are very legitimate. Article 1, Section 8 gives that government certain legitimate powers. Military spending, for example. That is a legitimate function of the central government. We need enhanced and better military spending.
Katrina funding?
Absolutely. As part of the central government's responsibility.
When you said that you didn't know if you could make that vote, and that's been kind of hanging on your head, can you explain that?
Yeah, I can explain it, and that's another thing I'd like to talk about. Mm-hmm. Dirty politics. It was a 21-minute interview where they took out 1.2 seconds and made a commercial out of it. I've been very consistent since day one. I would have supported Katrina relief. However, there has to be structural oversights, and we have to make sure there's no fraud, waste, and abuse. Secondly, we have to make sure the money reaches the intended beneficiaries. You talk about dirty campaigning. That's what they've been doing, Paul, and that was one of the reasons.
I don't disagree. I think on both sides, there have been the PACs are out of control. And it's one of the things I said when this